This is Anna Herring. I am the Kids Ministry Director in Reality Kids, and you are listening to the Nursery and Toddler Training. We are excited to have you serve with the youngest children at Reality Ventura. These little people are brand new. They are curious and growing very fast, and you get to be a part of starting off their discipleship by showing them the love of God. This means play and cuddles and snacks and bubble and laughter and so on, and it's very fun. So we're very excited to have you. So the first thing you need to know is arrival. Please arrive 15 minutes before the service starts wearing your volunteer shirt and lanyard, which can be found in the Reality Kids supply room. Also, please wash your hands to help minimize the spread of germs. Obviously, serving with little babies, things can get messy and lots of germs and lots of slobber and lots of like things with babies putting their mouth on stuff. So it's really important that you wash your hands before you come. Also, please be ready and present to receive children as they arrive. So just so you know, like the reason why you need to be there 15 minutes before is because that's when check-ins opens for kids to start getting their labels. And it opens that early because there are other volunteers who serve in the church, in kids ministry, on the coffee team, as ushers, and their parents. And they need to be at their spot 15 minutes before church, which means they need to check their kids in before they start serving. So we need to be present to receive them 15 minutes before church starts. And just so you know, when you do arrive to the room to start receiving those kids, the room will already be clean and ready for you to go, since whoever served there last has set it up and it's ready for you. The next thing you need to know is check-ins. Families should have already received their name tags and security labels prior to arriving. Please ensure that kids are wearing the name tag and parents have the security label because sometimes they get switched. In the rush of the morning, parents might quickly just grab a sticker and throw it on their kid, but they don't realize that they didn't put the child's name tag on them. They put the child's security label on them. So like the piece that goes with the parent, they put it on their kid, and then they have their child's name tag, and then we're like, what's this child's name? We don't know you, and it's because the wrong sticker was put on them. So make sure they're wearing the right sticker so that we can know the kid's names. And then have the parents sign in on the sign-in sheet on the counter, filling in all the information correctly, including any special instructions that's usually having to do with snack or something. And then please just one child per line. Sometimes we'll get twins, which is always super fun. But the parents might put both of their children's names on the one line. And we actually need to have them on separate lines because we want to make sure that we're maintaining a safe ratio in that class and not taking on too many kids to where it's unsafe. Just so you know, it's not mentioned or written on your on the document that goes with this training, but there are you have a ratio of 1-2 if you're serving in nursery, or 1-3 if you're serving in toddlers, which means for every one volunteer, you can receive 2 children. If you're serving with babies who do not walk, and if you are serving with babies who do walk, you can take 3 kids per every 1 volunteer. And so we just wanna make sure those ratios are appropriate and proper. And so we wanna have the names, one name on each individual line. And then when the children are getting checked in, help parents and kids with the transition of drop-off by, number one, lovingly welcoming their child by looking at them and saying hello, and not with a smile just on your face, but also in your voice, because that really matters. The kids may be nervous, the parents may be nervous, and so just being a welcoming face that doesn't just like get the children in like they're on a conveyor belt or something, like let's just jack them all in, but to actually receive them well is very, very important. When you're receiving them, let the parents know that you are so excited to have their child, and let them know that if their child starts crying for whatever reason, we'll just call them after 5 or 10 minutes And let them know that they can come and soothe their child and help them. And then third, conclude by telling the parents that we hope to enjoy the service, because this can help the parents to mentally transition from their child and the moment and transition their brain to thinking about the service that they are about to attend. And when the parents pass off their child, please put their child's diaper bag in the provided cubbies with the child's name tag facing outward for easy identification. So when kids get dropped off or get checked in at the counter before they arrive to class, the parents get their guardian receipt and the kids get two labels, well, two name tags, one for them to wear on their back and one for their diaper bag to wear, so that we know which diaper bag belongs to which child. And now just a reminder, nursery and toddler, they don't have curriculum. You guys have a childcare style kids ministry, which means you're providing childcare. And so this next part of the training is how to actually care for the kids. First is through playing. So our rooms come stocked with plenty of toys for the kids. The nursery side of the room, because the room is one big room divided into two parts. On the nursery side, there are round table trays that they can stand at, and bouncers and automatic swings. And in addition, there are plenty more toys to choose from in the baskets that are on that side of the room. And then on the toddler side, there is a Montessori wooden climbing set, plenty of toys and baskets and bookshelves, and then a bubble machine. Sometimes if you want that, if we don't have it in the room, you can come get it from the supply room. We have books, and we have this big kidney-shaped table for playing and snacks and whatnot. So there's plenty of space to play for the kids. It's really sweet when we have them all in there and they're just exploring and discovering, and we get to be a part of that. So fun. But of course, it's not always playing. Sometimes we have kids who struggle with the transition into the room or realizing mom and dad aren't there. And so a huge part of serving in this room is also soothing children. So on the nursery side, there are reclining rocking chairs to help aid in soothing an upset child. So you can sit in the chair and rock them, or you could also like walk around. There's a grassy area outside, just right outside the room, with plenty of windows to see out there. So you can take a child outside for like a change of scenery and walk them around and help distract them, and then hopefully introduce them back into the room. If a child does cry for more than 10 minutes, like we mentioned before, we would tell the parent. So the first step to that is text the coordinator. So the coordinator is a volunteer who will come around at the beginning of the service and introduce themselves and write their phone number on your sign-in sheet. So if you have a crying child or you need any support at all, you can just text them. And so text the coordinator, and then one of two things might happen. So first of all, the coordinator, who again is mentioned as somebody who comes around and supports teachers during a service, they might stay in the class or help or walk with the crying child outside of the classroom, like I mentioned before, to help give the child that change of atmosphere. So again, like they're gonna take a stab at it, try to like calm the child. Or they might just go ahead and page the parent through our check-ins program, asking them to come check on their child. And when the parents arrive, there are three things that could happen. Is we could just ask their parents for tips and tricks to help us soothe their child so that they can hopefully continue attending the service without their child. I'm hoping that they don't have to like pull their child out or have to stay with them. Or they could stay with their child to help them further adjust to being in class. You might remember from our policies and procedures training that we have a present parent or guardian policy. And so you'll want to refer to that. If you don't remember that policy, please just go look back at that to familiarize yourself with what to do if a parent does want to stay, and then, which is totally fine. Or C, the third thing is they might check their child out and stay with them during the service. To check their child out to have their child stay with them in the service, sorry. And so, they might give us tips, or two, they might stay to help transition, or three, they might just check their child out None of these are a fail. Having to call the parent is not a fail. We just really want to partner with parents. And yeah, if a child is crying for a long time and there's no way to soothe them, then they just need their mom and dad, and that is okay. The third thing we do to help care for kids is with feeding kids. Sometimes babies and toddlers come with their own snacks. Please refer to the sign-in sheet that we mentioned earlier, where there are special instructions to find out, like, can they have a snack? Can they not have a snack? It's very important that you are familiar with what parents are writing that day so that you can properly care for their children where snacks are concerned. We do provide Cheerios and washable snack cups. So if a child is going to be, like if a baby needs to have a snack, please put them in the high chair that is provided. There are two high chairs in the room. If a baby comes with formula, that formula has to be pre-mixed by their parent. Please do not mix formula. Like if they're like, oh, just give them some snack, ask them if the formula is pre-mixed, and if it's not, to please pre-mix it before. We just don't want to have any liability where that is concerned. The second is, if you're going to feed a snack to toddlers with Cheerios or whatnot, do not allow them to roam around the class while eating, because that makes a huge mess, and it actually can be really dangerous if some kids are not allowed to have snack, or somebody's allergic to oats, or whatever the case may be. So please keep them at the table while they're snacking, that kidney-shaped table. Or you are also welcome to have a picnic outside, weather permitting. So we do have blankets that are available in the kids' supply room, and you can just set some blankets outside, and the kids who are having snack can come outside and have snack in the nice weather. It's a really pleasant place to hang out with the kids. And then finally, please properly clean the tables and chairs with the provided seventh generation spray found in your room. That spray is actually in your cabinet that is where you do check-ins. So if they're all childproofed though, so open the middle drawer and you're going to find a magnet. And on the cabinet you want to open, you will find like a little clear circle dot sticker thing, and you're going to put the magnet over that circle, and it's going to unlock the door so you can then open it, and then there you'll find all of your cleaning supplies. So that is where that's what you would do after having snack. And then next is changing diapers. This is a part of serving in nursery and toddler rooms. This was mentioned in our policies and procedures, but we do have like a bathroom policy and a changing diaper policy. First and foremost, only women are allowed to change diapers. So if you are a man and you are serving, we are so happy you're here. Just know that you will not be allowed to change diapers, which we've personally never had anybody upset about that. So yay. But if you are a woman, please listen to this. So in the room, there is a changing table, paper liners, gloves, and diaper trash bags, diapers, wipes, and diaper changing instructions that have all been provided for you. So everything you need is already in the room. And our protocol, just note before I give these instructions, our protocol is going to be different than what you do at home, because we need to ensure the cleanliness and safety of our changing table station for the next child. So we also want to protect you. These instructions are very particular. So this is how you do it. Again, this is for women only. So first, before you even put the baby on the table, if that means you need to set them on the ground or have somebody else hold them for a moment, under the changing pad, there are paper liners, and you're going to take one of those liners and put it on top of the mattress. Then you are going to put on some gloves, again, to protect yourself. It's only then that you are going to lift the child and put them on the changing table. And please, 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 please never leave a child unattended. Actually, it's best practice to always keep one hand on the child when they are on the changing table. At this point, you will then change the child's diaper. Diapers are in the changing table down below, so you might want to like figure out what their diaper size is before putting them on the shelf. That'll just be easier. But then you would change their diaper, normal way as always. Take off the diaper, wipe with the baby wipes, roll the diaper up, and then put that dirty diaper into one of the small odor blocking bags. They look like dog waste bags. They're like those little, like sometimes they're like Arm & Hammer or whatever brand. You're gonna put them in there and then knot it nice and closed so that it's all contained in there. And then you're gonna throw that dirty bag with an used diaper and that liner that's on the table into the normal trash can that's right next to the changing table. And then at the end of the day, take out that trash to the trash can in the kids' supply room. It will be disposed of properly from there. So that is how you change a diaper. So again, it's a little different than how you would do it at home. Obviously, there's a few more steps, but they're all on purpose. And so please maintain the cleanliness of that space, not only for your safety, but also for the safety of the next child that's coming. And then also, just as a note at the end of all of this portion of how to care for kids, one really important thing that you need to know is to never, for any reason, place a child on a counter or on the cabinets. The safest place to put a baby is on the ground. And we would rather have a baby crying because they were placed on the ground than cry because they fell off of a counter or a cabinet. So even if you're standing right there with them, there's just no reason to ever set a baby on a counter. If a parent comes in and they set their baby on a counter and they're right there with them while they're signing them in, okay, that's on them. But when they're officially into our care, we do not set children on counters at all. So please do not do that. And then next is checkout. So the whole day has happened. It's been a great service. The babies have been cared for and loved. And it's now for the parents to come and check them out. As parents arrive, you must, a big asterisk, bold, italics, underline, must ask to see that each parent's security label matches the child's name tag. Even if you are in relationship with this family, you still must see this. Even me, who knows a lot of kids and families and knows what's going on, like behind the scenes in their family's lives, even all of that, even then, even my own family, I ask to see the security label. And that's just obviously for the child's safety, but also like we don't want to get out of habit because we don't want something bad to happen. And so we just don't want to lose that habit. So once verified, have the parents initial under the checkout column on the sign-in sheet. Now, on rare occasions, a parent may not have their security label. When that happens, it does happen because one parent might go pick up one kid, another parent goes and picks up another one, or somebody lost it or whatever. Just kindly ask if they know where it is and if they can get it. Usually, parents are really understanding about this and will go get their security label without complaint. However, on rare occasions, they might get upset, and if you're a parent, you might understand, like, why can't I get my child? They're right there. So if that happens, simply say something to the effect of, oh man, I know, I'm sorry. I totally understand your frustration. We just have this policy in place and I'm required to check. Let me just go ahead and call the coordinator and we'll get this situated. And then just text the coordinator and then they will come and they will quickly verify that parent. Who doesn't have their guardian receipt. How that will look is the coordinator will open up the kids, that family's like page and check an ID to make sure that that parent matches that child, and then we'll let them go. And then finally, classroom cleanup and reset. At the end of every service, please clean up and reset your classroom for the next people. The room should look exactly how you found it. Toys in their proper place, counters clear of unnecessary items, floors cleaned. One thing that happens a lot is people might leave something behind. Just take those things that were left behind, put them in the lost and found, which is over in the hallway by where the gym is at. or where like parents turn to come to the nursery. There's like a lost and found right there. Set the stuff there. That way the next people who come, the room is ready to go for the next group of kids. And so thank you so much for listening to the nursery and toddler training. This concludes our training. If at any time you have any questions along the way, please do not hesitate to ask. I am happy, more than happy, to answer your questions. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.